Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has praised anti-government protesters in Iran at an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, which the U.S. called to discuss the protest in Iran that have left 22 people dead and led to the arrest of more than 1,000. Haley spoke about the responsibilities of the Tehran government with regard to the protest.
If the founding principles of this institution mean anything, we will not only hear their cry, we will finally answer it. The Iranian regime is now on notice. The world will be watching what you do.
Competing pro- and anti-government demonstrations have been taking place in Iran's major cities the last week. Anti-government protesters upset about the state of the country's economy. They also are upset with what they say as government corruption. United States and its decision to suspend military aid to Pakistan will cost Islamabad just under $2 billion. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert announced the suspension of aid.
Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel, the United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan.
Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action that would serve only, they say, to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. United States Treasury has placed sanctions on four current or former Venezuelan officials associated with corruption or repression. The four officials' assets subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. citizens are generally prohibited from dealing with them. This is VOA News. For the first time in 2 years, North Korea agrees to talks with South Korea. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
North and South Korea set to talk for the first time in 2 years. Pyongyang agreed to Seoul's offer for dialogue Friday, only hours after the U.S. and the South delayed a joint military exercise that was set for next month. The North gave its consent for the talks to be held next Tuesday at the border truce village called Panmunjom. President Donald Trump and South Korean leader Moon Jae-in said late Thursday that annual large-scale military drills typically held in the spring will now take place after the Winter Games. What hasn't changed? Anyone's stance on the North's nuclear weapons. Kim Jong-un announced earlier this week in a New Year's Day speech his country will now focus on mass-producing missiles for deployment. Trump, for his part, said Thursday the talks were a good thing. He also took credit for any dialogue between the two sides, tweeting, "Does anybody really believe that talks and dialogues would be going on if I wasn't firm, strong, and willing to commit our total might against the North?"
Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Catalans attending the traditional Three Kings parade in the town of Manresa late Friday were yellow in a show of support for jailed independence leaders who were trying to get Catalonia to secede from Spain. The Catalan National Assembly and the Òmnium Cultural, the two pro-independence civics organizations, whose leaders are in prison pending an investigation of their roles in Catalonia's independence drive, had called for people at the parade to demonstrate their solidarity. Luis de las Heras was among the demonstrators.
Tonight, if you go in every town in Catalonia, you would see a lot of people wearing yellow scarves, yellow bonnets, I mean everything with yellow, even yellow light with the mobile phones. Unfortunately, we have still four political prisoners, and about 80% of the people in Catalonia are very sad with that. If you remember having seen the Magic Kings speaking to the people, when they say, "We have a desire to live in freedom and democracy," all the people began to clap their hands.
Spain's Supreme Court ordered on Friday that Catalonia's former vice president, Oriol Junqueras, must remain in custody after more than 2 months in prison while authorities investigate his role in the Spanish region's independence movement. The annual Three Kings or Epiphany Parade celebrates the day three biblical wise men are said to have arrived with gifts for the infant Jesus 12 days after Christmas. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.